gave proof through the night, and our flag was still there. Oh, say does the star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free? In the home of the brave.
Go Braves.
Star.
My boobies sweating.
So are mine.
I mean, don't even know how that happened.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this beautiful start to a beautiful podcast.
Yeah.
Missing the Mark. Live in living color. Yes, we're not dead. No, we're still alive.
I'm Evan.
Yep.
That's Evan. I'm Nick. And welcome back to Missing the Mark. Guys, we missed you, and this is the culmination of a brand new slate, a brand new series, and this is Missing the Mark.
Missing the Mark.
In live color. Evan, what's going on?
I have a lot of wrongs to right right now. Mr. Editor-in-Chief here, me, moi. We let some things slide. I let some things slide. So, yeah. We kind of had to come together. Nick put some fire in my butt. And I think we're actually ready to fully get this bad boy going. So we're going to expect a heck of a lot more from our social medias. The YouTube channel I made but didn't do anything with. The TikTok I made and did nothing with. Yeah. We're on the same page, I think. And wow, that was a hot start.
Hot start.
We're ready to go. Other than that, work has been fun. You know, we're watching Jai Alai right now. These are guys with massive lacrosse heads.
Remember the game that you used to play with?
It's an appendage?
Remember the thing you used to play with as a kid? It was like an arch with a wiffle ball inside of it, and you used to flick it.
Yeah, and they sound like a zipper.
Yes, that's what basically they're playing, but they throw it off a wall with like a lacrosse ball, and
it's like a wooden.
They have hockey helmets on with golf pants, soccer shirts, and tennis shoes on.
I don't even know what I'm watching. Like I might end up on my phone. Like I'm sorry, but I might end up on my phone just because I'm like I'm officially like over it, but I'm kind of like enamored by it.
Yeah, it's a weird sport,
but I'm watching
it. I'm here for it.
Oh, we missed. What an idiot.
See? Yeah, the Fireballs are beating the Cyclones right now for the WJL League.
Yes.
Yes. So, anyways.
Anywho, we got a lot of stuff to talk about that we'd like to talk about. So we got to get our ball rolling here.
Yes, sir.
I'm ready to see you with a J. You know what I mean? I'm going to stand here. I'm going to stare at this camera.
What's good with it?
I'm going to stare at it a little longer.
That's... I'm sorry for the viewers at home that Evan's staring into your soul right now.
All right, let's get back into it.
Woo! All right,
so we're going to start with
we're going to dance to one song and one song only.
Yes, and that is AJ Lee.
Let's light it up.
I'm not dancing to that song. I'm skipping around. I'm feeling like the happiest person on the planet Earth. You know, and that was like... one of the most expected returns ever. Like, yes. It was like that one. Penta was no secret. All that fun stuff. Like, this was not a secret. It was so evident. Yet, her music hit, and I fangirled. I was watching it in bed. I was like, holy shit, she's actually here. The whole build up to it, that whole promo was amazing. I was just, bah, bah, bah. I loved it. And, yes. Now their match at WrestlePalooza it's got me all fired up.
Yes.
They already gave her a title, basically.
Yes, they did. She stole the title.
Yeah.
So
they kind of gave her a title already.
Yeah, they already did what they needed to do.
Exactly.
But anyways, I was also very excited. I was not watching live, but okay. I was on the shitter when I found out. And I was still excited, and I started skipping while on the shitter.
Yep, exactly.
Shit all over the floor. I don't know how that's happening.
Yeah, that's a real unfortunate one.
Feet were there. I was skipping. I was all excited.
Oh, no.
Shit coming out of my ass and everything.
No better than Vietnam.
Yes, no better.
That is unfortunate.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning, Nam.
So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what they do with her. Supposedly, she did sign a multi-year contract, so this isn't just a one-off.
Right, this is, but what she's back for a little while.
Yes, so, obviously, you do this, but then I don't know what they're going to do after this. And then, at the same time, Becky Lynch is kind of running out of, they're running out of ideas for Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
And as Kevin Nash said, she's kind of just clenching on to this. And then after this, I feel like Kevin Nash might be right, and it might be over for her, which you hate to see, but at the same time, she's got a kid. She's a mother now.
She's done everything she's needed to do in this in the company, too.
She's a trailblazer in this sport, and I'm very happy to say that I started watching her from the beginning and was able to watch her progress and be what she is now. Evan broke the mic stand for the 9th time.
So this is an indicator that we should probably just get a new one.
Yes, we need to, but, you know, that's not in the budget because nobody listens. Because
there's no budget.
Yes, because obviously you guys don't listen enough.
Evan doesn't post enough.
That too. But anyways.
Anywho.
Anyhow.
Besides the point, bro.
So, with that being said, WrestlePalooza, you look forward.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Lesnar.
Cena. Let's go.
Which, circle back a little bit. That SmackDown kind of bothered me because it's Cena's last SmackDown, and it was overshadowed.
He gets a no decision.
It was kind of overshadowed by the AJ Lee return.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's just kind of bullshit because, like, obviously, this is what's bringing you money right now. It's this whole Cena return.
Right.
And you guys kind of, like, I'm not going to say underplayed it, but it kind of lost its moxie.
Right.
With it being Cena's last SmackDown since AJ Lee returned.
Right. And then you just start hearing, like, this is what I hate about the new, like, era now, where it's just like, all right, cool. Somebody saw Brock eating at a fucking Arby's in Chicago. So he's going to be at Syracuse. He's going to be at SmackDown. I don't know why I said Syracuse.
Yeah, he was
Go
reported.
Orange.
He also was reported backstage.
Yeah.
Like, somebody reported Brock Lesnar's backstage. Like, why can't we just save the spoilers, please?
Yeah.
Like, I'm all for a good fucking rumor.
Right. Exactly.
But spoiling things bothers me because I want to be surprised. I want the shock factor.
Right.
I don't want to know what's coming. Even though AJ Lee, we knew what was coming. But it was still a shock factor.
That one
factor.
Still felt good because that was 10 years. And then there was part of me that thought that, like, wait, they might not bring her back. Because I'm sitting here when before he brought her out, and he's like, I could bring out Bayley, you know? And then he talked about Rhea, and I was like, ah, shit. I mean, I wouldn't be mad at
it.
I wouldn't be mad at it, but, you know, at the same time, I'm expecting AJ. Luckily, she came, but I don't think that, like, I mean, I came too. And so I just, sorry. No, I didn't mean it like that. I did.
Evan creamed his khakis.
I got really excited. Sue me. Just not pitching a 10 or anything. Other than that, I mean, that was just an incredible return. I don't think we need to dive too much into wrestling anymore, but but you know what I mean? We sort of hit that wall, I feel like, too, where wrestling, we're just kind of like at a stalemate and there's really no,
like I said,
anything to progress crazy, you know?
I've said it often.
All Out coming up soon, or
yeah.
I don't know which one is which anymore, but
We have Homecoming
and NXT. Homecoming's looking really good.
Tyler Breeze showed up
so, with no pop.
No, because I don't think they remember Tyler Breeze.
They're not real NXT people then.
Yes,
that's crazy.
But I'm excited because this could mean that Fandango could come back and they can bring back Breeze Dango.
Boop. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Legend.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the name of TNA now?
I don't know.
I always forget it.
I don't remember.
Whatever. Anyway.
Either way, yeah.
I really don't have any more much to talk about with wrestling. You know, I think that we're doing a pretty good job of that. And, you know, the same respect, you know, we're not paying attention all the time to all the other shows. So,
We're not
really nothing too crazy.
Right now, rumors, wrestling.
You want to talk about fun rumors? Apparently, there's some rumors of a couple AEW guys ready to jump ship as early as next week.
Yes.
To WWE. Keith Lee, allegedly.
Uh-huh.
You know, the next worst kept secret in the world is Chris Jericho.
Oh my god, I can't wait.
Seeming
for
like
that.
He's gonna come back. Yep. I mean, do you think WWE is gonna let him come back with Break the Walls Down, or do you think he's gonna come back with Judas?
I feel like they save Judas for special,
like a special
occasions.
Event. Ooh,
or
yeah.
like pay per views or overseas. Because if he
Ooh,
overseas,
yeah.
will go nuts.
They would, and
they'd
know it too. Those people would
yes.
know word for word.
So Dang. That's so. I don't know yet. I feel like he might. I feel like he would want to come back with Break the Walls Down. The problem is that like, I feel like Judas has gotten over.
It is.
Time.
It's
like,
very
that's
over.
That's part of the whole
Chris Jericho Moxie. Like,
yeah, that's part of the whole thing now.
Right.
So
yeah, he's the man. I would love to see him back. You know, it just kind of sucks because, you know, he is older. So it's like, I feel like you really can't put him in a title contention match. I think you're just going to have to kind of use him to put someone over, unfortunately.
Well, I could still see them maybe doing...
Well, yeah, give him an IC title or a tag title or, you know,
not... Is he
Grand
Slam champ?
I'm sure. I don't know if... has he had a U.S. title? That's what I'm thinking about. I don't know if he's had a U.S. title or not.
Yes, he has.
He has had a U.S. title.
Because when he did the list, I thought he was U.S. champ. Was he not?
Probably. Because he was feuding with Kevin Owens, right?
Is Chris Jericho...
I hope this is rolling in. So my thing came undone again.
Slam.
So while Nick looks this up, you're going to listen to me screw in this flipping...
Yes, he is.
Okay.
So he is a Grand Slam champion.
Yes, because he... He is a double champ. He's a two-time world heavyweight champ. A two-time WCW champ. A three-time world champ.
He's
a nine-time intercontinental champion. A two-time U.S. champ. One-time European. Five-time undisputed tag champ and a two-time Raw champ.
Damn. All right.
So.
Shit.
He's got that shit on lock.
He's him, bro. Yeah, I love Chris Jericho. Hopefully he does come back in an official capacity. Maybe he'll bring back the list.
That'd be cool.
That would be really fun. Because that was actually one of my favorite Jericho gimmicks.
Yeah, me too.
You just made the list! Like, you know what? I'm okay with making the list.
Yeah. I remember when they had lists.
Yep. I remember when WWE had gimmicks. I'm joking. Everybody's got a gimmick. Anyway, I don't got too much more about wrestling. How are you doing?
I don't have anything else.
He's
that needs
got
to
nothing.
Be discussed about wrestling.
So yeah, I think we're pretty good on that end. You know, interesting stuff happening. I'm really excited for WrestlePalooza. How this, you know, obviously ESPN jacked it up. That's probably how they got these people to come back. ESPN probably was like, we'll throw in a little Disney money.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm not happy with that at the same time because...
Oh, I hate it.
You're ruining...
It.
You're making people pay for it again.
So I'm paying for Peacock, ESPN, and Netflix all so I can watch my wrestling. Like, what happened to... I
hate it.
And Stream East is gone. Can't even watch anymore.
Yes.
So,
rest in peace,
Stream East. You were amazing. You were very serviceable my 5 years in college. And I actually would be way more broke than I actually was in college if it weren't for you. So thank you, Stream East. Thank you, YourSports.Stream. Thank you, Buff Streams. Thank you, Crack Streams. I mean, you're all legendary. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
But we're moving into our next segment in just a moment. We're going to be getting into some NFL football. Where, you know, we had week one kind of coming in here and coming and gone. It is Wednesday, September.
Wednesday,
it is Wednesday, my dudes. September 10th, and Yeah, we're actually looking forward to a Thursday night game tomorrow night. But
yes, we are.
We will hop into that.
So we'll discuss
moment.
That more in a moment after these words from our sponsors.
Yes, words from the sponsor.
Today's sponsor is The Mark Instagram. Have you ever been on Instagram and you're like, man, I need some new content. I need some new updates on sports, wrestling, and fantasy football knowledge from two guys that don't know what they're talking about but enjoy all of that.
Yeah.
Well, come see Missing the Mark, where you can find all that and many more. If you go on the
really?
Mark, yes, Evan, you don't have to play dumb. You're on the Instagram.
Really?
Yes. Go check out Missing the Mark on Instagram, TikTok. Go follow it on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Wherever you get your podcasting from, go listen to it on the podcasting platforms. Me and Evan here are going to try and be posting either weekly or bi-weekly just to give you guys a heads up on everything you want to know on sports, wrestling. Hell, we'll talk about dog racing if you really want to.
Mm-hmm.
Horse racing. Betting on how much you're going to get yelled at by your mom because she thinks you're a loser for recording a podcast.
Yeah. I'll take that -300.
Exactly, and I'm hammering it.
-375. I'll put my whole mortgage on just to make less money back.
Yes. So, go check it out. Now, back to the episode.
Back to the app.
Well, thank you, Nick,
thank
for
you.
That wonderful sponsorship.
That ad read was just spot on.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
So, Evan.
Yes.
Football is back.
Football! I fucking love football. I am just ecstatic. Between college football and NFL football being back, I am just happy.
Yes.
I can sit down. Well, I can't really sit down because now my weekends are completely taken up because I work all day Saturdays and then I coach on Sundays. So I really can't sit down and do all that stuff. But it's back, and I'm really happy about it. And there's a lot of money to be thrown around in this season.
Yes, sir.
I've made some money. I've lost some money. More made some money, so I'm good.
Development.
This is a fun week.
Development, real quick, just a sidebar. I've been watching this whatever this sport is.
Yes, JLI.
So I've noticed something. There's a zone in the middle. It needs to either bounce before the zone, in the zone, if it's going to be a low throw, or it needs to bounce off the wall and get to the other wall.
Right.
Before, and if it doesn't, it's not a point.
This looks like fun. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm kind of at the point.
I feel like I'd get hit in the head.
I feel like I'd get like I don't know. I feel like these guys probably need a Tommy John surgery at some point.
Oh, yeah. They're whipping the shit out of this.
It's crazy. That guy looks cross-eyed.
Yeah.
I don't mean that in a mean way.
This is
way.
In
I'm
Miami.
Sorry. But that's just, well, wow.
Miami.
Speaking of Miami, speaking of the Dolphins, disaster fest over there. That's a brutal team. I feel terrible for Tua. He can't see straight.
I don't care about Tua.
Tyreek Hill's going to get traded to the Steelers. Yeah, that he's gone.
So
he's not gone. But
before we get into that, let's start off with the opening week match.
Oh yeah, we should probably talk about the football that happened.
So let's start it off right from the beginning. Game one of week one, Thursday night football, Cowboys Eagles. The Cowboys looked strong, and then they came out of halftime and forgot how to play football.
Yep.
CeeDee Lamb forgot how to catch a football.
Yeah, that was real brutal for the fantasy league. I have him in multiple leagues that I'm in. So, respectfully, CD. I know that.
Nuts, bro. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's optional. I get it.
Continue.
Anyway, yeah, that was a hard one. CD could not see the ball. He was having a real hard time there. I hated it. It was a good game, though. I really did enjoy the game. Saquon's still a beast. Jalen Hurts still a beast. Dak is Dak. They did, like you said, they didn't look bad in the first half. They were moving that ball.
They They actually were completing Javonte Williams. Javonte Williams is a beast.
Fantasy beast.
I have him on my fantasy team and left him on the bench.
You lucky pal.
I left him on the bench. But I, my qualm with Dallas is is that on as they go through the years, they've looked better. But how do you like just have these uh-oh moments where you guys will be playing solid game of football and have this one drive that leads to a whole dumpster fire of more problems? How does CeeDee Lamb go out there and look beautiful in the first half?
Yeah.
Catching everything that they're throwing at him, making beautiful plays, like not being the CeeDee Lamb that everybody knows.
Right.
And then you go out in the second half and you drop four passes, you're missing blocks. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, you got Jalen Carter who spits on your quarterback, and you guys don't do anything about it.
Yep.
You guys are soft.
S-A-W-F-T. Soft. So good. No, he's actually fucking Gerber for that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I sound like a Toronto kid.
How do you as a team not say, oh, Jalen Carter's going to spit on my quarterback?
Exactly.
I'm going to go up there and run 50.
Exactly. Like, dude, like a freaking hockey, it'd say somebody hocked a loogie on a starting goalie in the NHL. The guy who did that might have actually got his throat slit by a skate that night on accident, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Like,
but still, like,
it's crazy stuff. They need to, you know, hook their guy up.
So,
and protect him. I know it's crazy, and it's just a booger.
Yeah, that's
and
your I guess, starting quarterback, right. though. That's the guy who runs your offense, and you guys are going to just walk out there and let a defensive lineman spit on your quarterback and then proceed to just do nothing about
right.
it. Like, you don't try to press him. You don't try to do anything about it. Nothing. Obviously, you want cooler heads to prevail,
right.
but at the same time, at least send him a message.
Mm.
Like, I'm not going to let that slide.
Right. Yeah, that was a bad one. Cowboys are just soft, and I'm actually excited to watch the Giants beat them this year.
So, I was about to say, the way that shakes out, are the Cowboys a contender for the playoffs this year? Are they making the playoffs? Let's start there.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think there are a lot better teams in the NFC. I mean, you go to the NFC North, and people forget that all four teams made the playoffs last year, if I'm not mistaken.
That is true.
Or maybe the Bears didn't make it.
The Bears did not make it.
But yeah, Lions, Packers, Vikings, those teams are all primed to be insane again.
Yes.
So you're talking, I'm really thinking that they'll make it again, so that's three spots right there.
Exactly.
Right? So that leaves three more spots for your other division leaders and one more spot.
Yeah, which...
You know,
I don't
think like NFC South. That's going to go to Tampa. Nobody.
Baker's insane,
unless Daniel
bro.
Jones puts together the most fucking fluke season he's had since that one fluke season with the Giants. Nothing's going to happen in the NFC South. They're not going to do anything. That's all the Buccaneers. NFC East, obviously the freaking Eagles,
Commanders. That's going to be your two.
Yep,
but.
And then NFC West, I mean, probably your Niners. Seahawks, maybe.
The Niners, it all depends on Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
It all depends on Brock Purdy.
Right.
If those two can stay healthy, yes, they will be really good.
Yeah.
And the other problem, so here, Let's dive into a little bit of this. So let's dive into the scores.
Okay.
And we'll go game by game
mm-hmm.
and see if it was a blowout or if it was as expected or if it was a surprise to you.
Yep.
So we'll start it off with the Giants and the Commanders.
That was a hard. Excuse me. That was not a surprise, to be honest with you. I love my Giants. But.
Yeah,
you know, you hold on hope for like that first 5 minutes, and then
I held on hope for longer because
couldn't get anything going together. And
so
it was
that's
kind of like,
all
right, well, now what?
I held on hope for this team for a while because we were only within one score But then we would make a huge push down the field, and then we would get into red zone, and we forgot how to play football.
Yep.
When Russell Wilson chucks a ball at Wandale Robinson at like 80 miles per hour and it goes behind him.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
And then they showed. We're both burping.
Bah.
So when they showed the one pass that Russ like rolled out and tried to fire one over and got blocked, he rolled out and they showed the camera. I think it was Darius Slayton. Mm-hmm. He's over in the corner.
Naked.
Naked. Nobody is looking at him. He got zero targets. Right. Zero. Zero. Mm. And then you got Malik Nabers yelling at your coach because you're not doing what you need to do. This is not what we did in training camp.
Right.
This is not what we did in the preseason. This is not what we
prepared for. Right.
This is not Giants football.
Yep.
Granted, Giants football sucks.
It's been hard. It's been real hard to watch.
But we'll get into the Giants in a little while. We'll discuss more about the Giants in a little while.
Yep.
So, Chargers-Chiefs.
That was a fun game. Herbert looks good. Herbert looks to be, you know, a great sleeper pick for fantasy. I think this is the year that maybe they get over the hump. But, you know, well, yeah, get over the hump. They, you know, do some damage in the playoffs. Herbert has a, you know, decent year. I can see it happening 100%. You know, they got the numbers, like Quentin Johnson's catching balls right now. Freaking, you know. They have some work to do at the, you know, the backfield, but they still won. And, yeah, so that was all right. I
mean, Quentin Johnson, fantasy football, his fantasy stats are going berserk right now. Do you know how many people have picked him up off of waivers?
Oh, everybody.
Myself included.
I was looking this morning. Don't worry. I saw you drop freaking Travis Hunter, bro.
Bro, Travis Hunter, I just saw today, he's going to get more snaps on defense than offense.
Really?
This week. Hmm. So expect him not to have a good fantasy week. Right. So don't draft. Don't pick him up.
Unless they maybe. Well, no, I feel like they probably just make him like score his wide receiver stats and not his
stats. Still, like, that's the other thing with fantasy now. When you have a two-way player, how do you score him on fantasy?
Right, like, do you just give him all the points that you would get if you were to draft an individual? Like, because I know there are the individual rosters where I think where you could, like. Well,
I think they should just leave him as a permanent flex. They shouldn't allow him to be a wide receiver because I feel like that's unfair to the people that, like, need a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And they draft him thinking, oh, I'll get wide receiver stats out of him. And he puts up like a 20 or not even he puts up more than a wide receiver or less than a wide receiver because he's also on defense.
Yes.
I feel like that's not fair to fantasy football people.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't give a fair shake of things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just my take.
Right. I like that. That checks out, bro.
Speaking of Travis, which I don't want to stray away real quick. The Chiefs. What needs to be done differently with them? Because they lose to the Eagles, and then Justin Herbert goes out there and makes them look silly.
Yeah. I think
you can't have Travis Kelce running into Xavier Worthy and injuring him.
Yeah. So I think the first thing you do is trade Xavier Worthy because you can tell how much Taylor Swift was into him in that interview.
I saw that.
And you see exactly how Travis reacted. He's like... But deep down, like, you know, he had a little bit of steam coming out of his ears, you know? Like, was he excited for him to get drafted, or was Taylor Swift excited for him to get drafted? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not outside of that brain. So, you know what? I don't care. Anyway, that was, you know, I feel like that's just one of those, like, freak accidents, obviously. But, you know, as a professional, you should have your head on a swivel, know your routes, and know your levels. Not
be running into your teammates.
Right.
To be fair, Cam Scataboo did run into his own lineman.
That's different. I feel like.
Fair.
These guys are running routes. Like,
yes.
I don't know if I saw it, because I went for a hike someday. So,
they went, it was like a crossing route,
and
Travis literally, like,
yeah, right.
They ran shoulder to shoulder into each other. And
took them out.
Obviously, Travis is going to win that because he's a taller man.
Right.
And has more, I'm not going to say muscle, but, like, girth to him.
What?
Girth.
All right.
Sure. That's the word I'm going with.
Yeah. I don't know if I like it, but we'll go with it.
Yes, we are. So, yeah, that's kind of... I feel like they need to... They This is a prove-it... I'm not going to say it's a prove-it year, but I feel like I'm not worried about the Chiefs yet, I should
okay.
say.
Yep.
They're gonna hit their stride. There's gonna obviously. Be some cracks, they're, yeah. They are the Chiefs. They're 2-time champs.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes isn't gonna just have a bad season all of a sudden.
Right.
Travis Kelce isn't just gonna stop
magically disappear off the face of the yeah. earth and not be a good football player.
Yeah, exactly. They're not. Hollywood Brown
mm-hmm.
is starting to become one of their better receivers.
Right.
Xavier Worthy, when he gets healthy, will be a good receiver.
Right.
They have weapons. Don't they have Juju too?
Yes.
Juju gonna be a good guy if mm-hmm. he'll play the slot. Like good guy, they have a good team. They're yeah. Super Bowl champions. Obviously they have a good team. They have right. a good they core behind them. They know what they need to do. It's just obviously when you come out week one and you get beat by the Chargers, it's going to raise some heads because the Chargers are the Chargers. They haven't been right. good. This is a prove it year for Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
This is to prove whether Justin Herbert needs a contract or not in LA. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't, he's going to be shipped off and be another one of those, what could have been mm-hmm. quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
In my eyes, he's a good quarterback.
He's a very good quarterback.
He's a very good quarterback, and he has really good football IQ.
He's sound.
He knows, yes.
He's calm.
And
he looked very comfortable on yes, that Friday night game. He looked really comfortable.
And I like to see that
yeah.
for his sake because I think he does deserve a contract.
I agree.
Do I think it's with the Chargers? No,
yes.
Because I feel like the Chargers are not going to use him or not get him people around him to fix what
right.
the Chargers
and that,
are.
That's his problem right now because, like, yeah, you have Quentin Johnson. I actually don't even know Keenan Allen's back, but, like, he was ineffective last year, and
yeah.
I doubt he's super effective this year. And you kind of have questions at running back with, you know, the rookie and Omarion Hampton and Najee Harris is there. And
yes.
You
so,
know, like, fantasy-wise,
like,
they didn't look too hot, you know, and
I mean,
you're kind of like, all right.
In
you know,
theory,
and it's
think-
week one, though.
In theory, you'd think that Najee Harris would be your one.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he goes down with an eye injury because he shot a firework off his face.
Yep.
Or
nice.
Whatever the
JPP,
case was.
JPP, bro.
Yeah. Except he didn't lose his eye like Fetty Wap.
Yeah.
And
yeah, babe.
Exactly. So, moving on. I to end the discussion with that is that Justin Herbert going to be a good quarterback. And I feel like the Chargers will be a sneaky team to watch out for as we go throughout the season mm-hmm. and could be a playoff contender if they stay healthy and if they play their cards right and if they keep playing smooth football and if Justin Herbert can play smooth, sound football and keep stay comfortable and stay loose throughout this whole season, I feel like they could be...
Who knows what they could do.
Exactly. So, moving on.
Yeah.
Next game. We'll move on to... Probably, I thought this game was pretty exciting. The Bucs and the Falcons.
Mm.
Because that's what they turned on right after the Giants game ended.
Yep.
So I got to see the last, I think it was like 23 seconds of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, how do the Falcons just do what they do?
I don't know. Mike Vick Black Magic. I don't know what it is.
Like,
I didn't mean it like that, but, like, you know what I mean?
It's curse of Mike Vick.
Yeah. Well, it's like, not really a curse. I mean, they fucking...
Michael Penis should be studied.
Yes.
Because he... I'm not gonna lie, I didn't watch the game, but...
I didn't watch it either.
From his stat line...
I was walking on mountains.
He didn't look terrible in his stats.
Yeah.
He'll
be a good quarterback. He'll be serviceable. He's just gonna be one of those guys that takes, you know, probably 3-4 years to actually get comfortable in the league. You know, get a team that, and, you know, get wide receivers, get his guys around him that will actually bring him to what he could be.
Yeah.
Because he was insane when he was at Washington, and he was incredible in college.
Yes.
And then he comes out, and, like, that was a very weird, you know, that whole thing with, not Matt Ryan, excuse me, Kirk Cousins, and then
yeah.
bringing in Penix, and then you had Desmond Ridder, so you're like, all right, so you're taking two quarterbacks in a row, and you just signed this guy to a mega fucking contract at quarterback.
Yep.
Really confusing there last year for them.
Yes, yes.
Very confusing. So, it seems like they got their guy.
But,
Penix, Michael Penis Jr. is the man.
Michael Penis Jr. went 27 for 42.
Okay.
With 298 passing yards, a completion rate of 64.2, and had one touchdown and got sacked once.
That's not bad. That's a good line.
No, it's not a terrible line.
What were his points in that one?
What?
What were his points in that one?
Average points?
Yeah. But like I was going to say, like, what did he score? Just to put me through it.
I have no idea.
Time. Yeah, he don't know, bro.
I don't know how to read a stat line on football, I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, right. Fair.
I'm not a football fanatic like
that. Yeah.
So, I think, obviously, the Bucs are going to be good. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield's a beast. Bucky Irving is obvious.
Irving.
Michael Irving. Bucky. I'm just going to call him Bucky.
Yeah, Bucky.
He's on my fantasy team. And he put up 14 points.
Yep.
I'd like to see more out of him.
Yeah, absolutely. If I'm going to be honest with you. 14 is real steady from a guy like that.
Obviously, he made a solid second half push last year, if you remember.
Right. Because he wasn't getting touches. Time in the first, but yeah, he definitely wasn't getting
so
touches.
So he made a big stride towards the end of the season.
Who was the other running back? Didn't he get hurt or something like that?
I don't remember.
I don't know. Anyway, he is coming to his own. He's very good.
And then obviously you got Mike Evans, who's gonna obviously put up a thousand yards
hopefully
each season.
Yeah,
I have faith in him.
Emeka Egbuka.
How do you pronounce his name?
Emeka Egbuka.
He's a beast.
Insane.
He's
gonna be good.
Yes.
He's gonna be an incredible player. I mean, you know, he came from the
Ohio State
University. Which they just churn out freaking
wide receivers.
Yeah, they churn out wide receivers like Stewart's churns out cream.
Hell
you know?
Yeah, baby.
It is amazing. Yeah. My buddy, by the way, works for Stewart's. You want to know his official job title?
Ice cream scooper.
Close.
Milk.
Stewart's certified creamer.
That's amazing.
Yep. He's a certified creamer. He actually makes the ice cream.
Oh, does he?
Which is, yeah, he works in the factories.
Oh, that's kind of luck.
It's
that's
pretty sick.
It.
That's what I'm saying. He gets to eat ice cream before it's even ice cream.
Word.
Just cream.
So, with that being said, we're just
going to... I'll take the ice cream. Hold the ice.
So, we're going to kind of cruise along.
Let's
because
cruise.
These next couple games, like...
Meh.
Meh. I want to talk about... three games specifically.
Okay.
So, Bengals-Browns, 17-16, Bengals.
Yep.
Joe Burrow needs to figure it out because he sucks at fantasy football.
Yep. It's all right, week one. I'm not overreacting. I also had Jamar Chase. Chase Brown was doing all right for me. Not angry.
I had T. Higgins.
T. Higgins
didn't
was
doing shit.
That's a rough one. But, you know, your wide receivers can't do anything if the quarterback doesn't do anything. So.
Correct.
Once
Colts beat the Dolphins 33-8. Daniel Jones, you're not going to hold up this productivity.
Literally,
I promise.
I don't get how he can leave New York and just put up historical, like, what was it, like 7-8 drives in a row he scored points?
Every drive he scored a
point.
I hate him.
So, respectfully, I love him.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't. I hated him since day one. I'm not, I can't double back. I hate him. He set back the Giants along with Odell's boat picture. So many years, and he has caused half a decade of pain. And you can sit here and blame it on his O-line, blah, 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 blah. Hard not to blame the quarterback. I'm going to be that guy as a non-football player. I'm going to blame the quarterback.
Fair enough.
That was hard.
Raiders beat the Patriots 20-13. I'm...
Love it. Stephon Diggs.
Yes.
But... Drake May is looking good. Because who is he moving the ball to, the other guy there? I can't even think of his name right now because I'm terrible.
Definitely.
Anyway, good stuff going on there. Drake May is going to be good. They got the running backs there, the rookie running back and Ramondre. They're a nice little two-headed goat.
I love that.
So I feel like, I feel like Patriots don't have a lot to worry about. They could be sneaky good this year if Drake May figures it out and has a
solid
year.
Cardinals-Saints. Cardinals beat the Saints 20-13.
As expected. Great
as
year.
As expected. James Conner, please run the ball.
Yep. Run the damn ball.
Run the fucking damn ball.
Run the damn ball.
Broncos beat the Titans 20-12.
Expected.
Not shocking.
Expected. Expected.
49ers beat the Seahawks 17-13. Expected in my eyes. Because,
I'd say so.
Lions-Packers, this is kind of hurtful for me because the Lions should be good after what they did, but Micah Parsons making his debut really,
yeah, really proves really that he got belongs limited in snaps there too.
Yeah, but he belongs in Lambeau.
Oh my god,
I could tell.
Yeah,
27-13.
He does look good in the green and yellow.
He does,
and I will say respectfully, I think Packers might have the best uniforms in the NFL. I love their jerseys.
I like the Lions jerseys. I'm going to be honest. Really? I love the blue.
I don't like the new ones. So, I like the old ones, like Calvin Johnson Lions uniforms.
Fair enough, yes.
Yeah.
And then Rams-Texans. Rams beat the Texans 14-9. C.J. Stroud sucks.
Yep.
This is, like we've been saying, C.J. Stroud, this is a proving year for him. And I feel like the hypes ran out.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say that because I like C.J. Stroud as a quarterback, but what Joe Mixon's dead. And you have fucking Nick Chubb back there who is half a Chubb, not a full Chubb anymore.
Yeah, he had half a Chubb because he has half a leg.
And he, I don't see the Texans being good as everyone thinks they, thought they were going to be after that.
Peg leg.
I don't see them being as good as everybody thought.
Right.
And I just don't see it being worth the hype.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, and Jaguars, Panthers. Jags beat the Panthers 26-10 after a lightning delay.
Yep.
Travis,
not bad. Hey, you know what? For on Panthers end, a lot of my leagues, I have Chuba Hubbard, however the hell you say his name, as well as Tetroya McMillan.
Tetrazzini.
Yeah, Tzatziki. Tzatziki McMillan.
Yes, sure.
They had great debuts. Bryce Young didn't look awful. I saw some highlights. He didn't look like a total idiot. So,
no.
I kind of hope he progresses because I did like him when he was in college. So,
yeah.
And you know, you kind of feel bad for a young guy getting stuck in the situation that he gets stuck in with a terrible team.
Yeah.
Like you kind of got the Daniel Jones treatment. You're just kind of like, here you go. Here's this crappy team. The keys are yours.
Yep.
Except he did start there because I'll never forget when they replaced freaking Eli.
Yeah, Eli Sapp.
That was...
So, with that being said, there's two games that we left out of the board, and it's the two main games.
Yeah.
And I want to discuss one before the other here. We're going to be running out of time, so I'm going to have to swing it to a commercial break in 2 seconds. So that way we can get back to... We're going to discuss the Ravens-Bills. We're going to discuss Vikings, Bears, and then we're going to get into Giants football, and then we're going to end out with predictions and MLB because it's the last month of the season.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes. Hey, folks. Have you ever been outside? You know you're drinking your coffee when suddenly you hear a bird singing. In fact, if you listen hard enough, you might be able to hear some birds behind me right now. You're like, what is that? Is that a robin? Is that a sparrow? What are we doing here? That's a bitch right there. Okay? I don't know what it is. Right? You can figure that out now with the Merlin app. We're not sponsored by them, but it's a fun app. And you can bird IDs. It's like Pokemon Go, but it's real. Okay? It is fun. And it helps all the nice little students at Cornell do their research. So they're like, oh, man, what are you doing here? You know, or I'm at this spot, and guess what I heard? I heard a blue-footed booby in the middle of the Adirondacks. That didn't happen, but it could. You never know. It's amazing. But yeah, it's like Shazam for birds. Take a picture, record the sound, whatever you want to do. It works. You're like, and then hopefully they just come right back to you. It's free, it's easy, and it literally works anywhere. And you don't need crazy good connection. Catch your birds. Don't catch Pokemon.
Merlin Bird ID. Not sponsored, but sponsored.
Definitely not sponsored, but I would like for them to sponsor us one day because yes. I really like birds.
Yes. All right, we're back. So, like I just previously stated, we are going to be discussing, there's two games that I want to discuss, and we're going to discuss one before the other because I feel like they're more important. The Vikings-Bears game.
Okay.
Two comebacks within 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Vikings. Debut of J.J. McCarthy.
Super comfy.
Yes.
That guy looked comfy. I love it.
He's a rookie, so I don't know how I feel about him yet.
I know. But I think, honestly, like, it obviously it sucks that he tore his ACL or whatever he did last year.
Yeah, something
but
like
I
that.
Feel like him being on the sideline might have given him a little bit of a, you know, just see and visualize things, be able to actually, like, you know, to have a whole year to just take in all the information you had from Sam Darnold. Because Sam Darnold literally just had this magic year last
yes.
year out of nothing.
They had a solid you know? Year. They went undefeated for
yeah, a decent while. It? And so, you know, you get guys like that, you get players like that that show you yeah. the ropes and, you know.
And then on top of it, you got a great wide receiver core in
yeah.
Jay Jets. And yep. then you bring back Adam Thielen, yep. who is the Minnesota kid.
Exactly.
I and, love Adam Thielen. Yeah. I love him for fantasy. I love him as a person. I love him as a wide receiver. I wish the Giants would have him.
Yep.
I don't know what it is about Adam Thielen. I've always liked Adam Thielen. Mm-hmm. I've always been a fan of his. And I couldn't tell you why. I just like him. Mm-hmm. He's a great football player, and he's a great guy off the field from what I see.
Right.
I have no reason not to like him, and he's just he's an all-around good football player.
Yeah.
And he, not going to say he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but he mm-hmm. is a solid player.
Right. He is the man.
Yeah.
He is the man.
So, mount a comeback against the Bears. The Bears.
Da Bears suck.
Yes.
Again.
Caleb Williams in his second year.
Oss.
Painting his nails for the game still.
Yep.
Rolling in looking like a hobo. And I didn't like his performance. I feel like he's still got a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, he's in a sophomore season, and you can't expect much being on the Bears.
Obviously. Right. But, yeah, hopefully there's some steps forward, you know, steps made, progress made, because they do have, like, some, you know, I mean, is DJ Moore still there?
I believe so, yes.
Or is he Carolina?
Yes, no, he is there.
Yeah, he's starting Carolina. DJ yes. Moore's there. Romo Dunze's there, you know, like, they could figure it out. Yes. I don't even know who they have at running back. Roshan Johnson, DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, but
who didn't do too half a fantasy for me being my second overall pick in a league on an accident.
Yes.
So yeah, that's looking really, really bad on me. And I was actually supposed to win in that league. And the guy had the league set up so that defenses got like single like 1 point for every yard there was a punt return. So I won my game by 30 points and my Vikings defense had 72 points.
Which is crazy.
So then we got nerfed. It's Tuesday! Got nerfed on Tuesday. And I lost by 40.
Yes.
No. 30. Something like that. Anyway, I ain't worried. Just another block in the road. Another brick in the wall. It is what it is.
Sure.
I love adversity, you know?
Yeah.
But I, in all seriousness, probably shouldn't have won that game in the first place. That was a crazy stat. Don't know how that ended up in the league. Everyone obviously agreed to a change because, yeah, I actually felt bad. I was like, wow, that don't seem right. That doesn't seem right.
So, yeah, with that being said, the Vikings look decent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say they look as dominant as they did last year, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Focus is on right now.
Look at us.
But the Bears, like you said, I feel like have a lot of potential. They just need to put it all together now.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, they just, I don't know.
They're the Bears.
They're the Bears. I don't have much confidence in them. I never have and probably never will because they're the Bears. So that's where I'm going to leave that. Evan, do you have anything else to say about this game?
Nothing too crazy. Can't wait for Jordan Addison to come back after he's suspended because that just adds another layer of he's lethal. He's just a great wide receiver, so I'm very excited to see how he
fits.
How he fits back in once he comes back. You know, Aaron Jones was looking all right. You know, got me some points, so including a receiving touchdown, so that was big. Yeah, it'll be a good one. It was a good one.
With that being said, we turn our heads to the night before.
The Monday night game.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, Sunday night
football. Mm-hmm. Waited all day.
That? Oh, man.
For Sunday
night. I waited all day for Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood, great country singer.
Yeah, even better looking woman.
Okay, Evan.
I can't say that. Sorry.
You don't got to be weird.
I can't tell people that I think she's good looking. Anyway.
Either way.
That was a great game. That was one of the best games I've ever watched. I mean, that was hands down the most like calculated comeback ever. Now, granted, Harbaugh did an awful job managing that last 4 minutes.
Well, at the same time, Derrick Henry took Derrick Henry took all the blame.
Yeah.
And rightfully so, I guess.
Yes. But my issue with that is, okay, so you do that. And, okay, so now I'm sort of in that predicament. Okay, so your star running back just fumbled the football in a close game, gave the ball back to them. They scored. They made it the one-score game. They pass it, obviously, because, you know, you got to get the first down. If they got that first down, they're winning the game.
Yeah, but at the same time, why don't you try to chew the clock a little bit more? You have Derrick Henry.
Right.
I feel like you could get away with getting a rush out of
that. Yeah, like your first down.
In managing to run the clock a little bit more because it's Derrick Henry. He's going to make a hole.
Right.
I'm not
nervous. There's no hole for him to go. He's going to make his own.
Yeah, if I see Derrick Henry running at me, I'm moving. Or I'm going to get moved. Did you see the stiff arm he gave to the one guy?
Yeah, it was bad.
That was hilarious. That was crazy. It was hilarious.
That was crazy. But
when I went to bed, it was 2 scores, mm-hmm. and there was like 3 minutes left. And I'm like, oh, this game's over. I'm going to bed.
Yep.
I woke up to find Derrick Henry had fumbled the football and that Josh Allen managed to fucking mount another comeback.
Yeah. And one of the craziest, most well-manufactured comebacks I've ever seen in football.
To say that Lamar got robbed of MVP last year is bullshit.
Yes.
Because Josh Allen proved it. Why he's MVP and why he was MVP last year. Just on that singular drive, those couple drives alone, because you in other quarterbacks would panic and wouldn't know what to do in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed calm. He fired to the people he knows.
Yep.
He got short yardage that led for a long gain
mm-hmm.
and ran the clock.
Yep.
That's what you got to do. Keenan Coleman.
Bro, beast. Yeah, incredible. Incredible. I mean, yeah. Bills have definitely shown that they are the scariest team to play in the league.
Yes.
They are probably the best team in the league if it's not the Ravens.
Going into this game, and I don't the Ravens think,
and,
were...
And we can't sit here and watch the collapse and be like, oh, man, what's happening with the Ravens? Like, they were dominating that entire game.
Fans
then
left.
They just happened to. Yeah, exactly. They were dominating that entire game. Like, there was no, like, you know, you're back watching. Like, my buddy came over. We're watching the game. We're on the porch. It's, like, beginning of the fourth quarter, and we're just kind of, like, hanging out on the porch because we're like,
this game's over.
Yeah. And we turn around, and all of a sudden, it's a two-score game. And then he turned back around, and we're like, oh, crap, it's a one-score game. That's when we went inside. That was amazing. I mean, that and, you know, Brady against the Falcons in the Super Bowl.
So going into this game as well, and I don't know how it shakes out still, the Ravens are the team that leading everybody has picked
favorites
to come out of the North.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the North?
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
Yep. To come out of the North and be the Super Bowl team to represent the North.
Right.
Like, no ifs, ands, or buts.
Right.
No, this isn't the North. This is the West.
We are definitely not the West.
No, but I meant the AFC. To represent the AFC.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say.
I got you.
To represent the AFC.
Yeah. Well, that's either going to be the Chiefs or the Chargers.
No.
In the AFC West?
I meant, like, what is it called? What is the AF called?
AFC.
Is that what the whole, like, division is called?
Yeah, there's the AFC and the NFC.
Okay, the AFC is the Ravens, correct?
Yes. Yes, because AFC North is Ravens, Steelers,
Broncos,
Browns, and Bengals.
And the Chiefs, correct?
No, Chiefs are in the AFC West.
Okay.
So it's the West is Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers, and Rams.
So what I'm trying to say is that the Ravens are the team to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's the team over the Chiefs. They're saying that the Ravens were going to be the team to go to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
After you look at this, do you still think that, or can you say that the Bills might actually be able to do it this year?
Well, seeing that, it definitely sort of gives you they came together and did something massive in mm-hmm. clutch in a big play in an important game. I mean, like, you know, you're kind of going in. Those are two of the best teams in the league, two of the top five teams in the league, playing each other week one after what happened last year in the playoffs. Like, it felt like a playoff game again.
Oh, yeah.
Like, going into it. Like, you're like, oh, my God. Like, this is, you know, this is going to be a really good game. So, I think that the Bills can really, I hate to say it, but they could do it. They definitely have the tools. I really think, though, that, you know, Keon Coleman's great, you know, but we, you know, the one touchdown pass he had, the one touchdown catch he had was a deflection. I'm not knocking it. The score is a score. They won the game. But that doesn't make me sit here and be like, oh, that guy's fucking insane.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
And I don't mean this in that. I mean this in the way of, I feel like the Bills, granted Stephon Diggs is gone, were like one stud wide receiver away from actually being a Super Bowl team.
Well, they have Khalil Shakir.
Yeah.
They have Dawson Knox.
I don't think Khalil Shakir would get... No, he would. I was about to say he wouldn't get reps with the Giants, but that's a lie. He would be like...
I could get reps with the Giants.
Yeah, you might be able to, actually. I'll be like the little practice dummy.
Yeah.
Like the lineman blockers on the sled. Imagine they just use real people for that.
That'd be hilarious.
Like, you're just like, you get off of work, you're like, I'm going to practice, and you just get taken off your feet by Evan Neal.
Yes.
So.
But. Anyways. Crazy game. I was thoroughly intrigued about it. And I'm going to be honest with you, I haven't bought into the Bills hype yet.
Yeah. I mean, it's. At this point, like, for me, bro, I was out living there for 5 years. It's hard not to buy in the hype because you're just surrounded by it. It's cult-like. Like, it's very, like...
Well, nobody circles the wagon like the Bills Mafia.
Nobody. They're a fun group of people to be around.
I can only imagine.
A lot of fun.
I can only imagine.
Definitely a little obnoxious, but that's what you get with everywhere else you go. You know?
So, with that being said... Is there anything else you want to cover on this game?
I don't got too much. You know, I think we kind of hit all of our necessary markers here. All
right. You know? So, I want to circle back to another New York team that we know and love, the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Football Giants.
My love.
I hate this fucking team.
I hate them.
All right. So, Evan, after Russell Wilson's atrocious performance... Is Jackson Dart number one or no?
No.
I agree.
Nope. No.
Do not put him out there yet. Only
do it.
Okay.
No.
I'm getting sick of the media.
Yeah.
Oh, put Jackson Dart out there. What's the worst that can happen? You crush his self-esteem. You make him into a bad quarterback because he's being dealt for a shitty situation. Why not, instead of going to Jackson Dart, why don't we pivot. Thank you. Over to Jameis Winston, who Jameis Winston will get people the ball.
Right. He might throw a couple interceptions.
He might throw a couple interceptions, but this team, or if you look at Jameis' stats, everybody was so excited because they knew Malik Nabers will get the ball with Jameis Winston out there because Jameis Winston will target him immediately. Like, there's no reason why he wouldn't. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that they're using more of our other wide receiver core. Like, Wandell Robinson looked promising.
Yeah.
Jalen Hyatt.
Decent fantasy points,
too. Didn't get a single target. I don't even think he played.
Jalen Hyatt is my Giants tragedy.
I love Jalen Hyatt.
He was so good at Tennessee, and we just – I mean, last year was his rookie year, right?
Yes. Yes. So, but Jalen Hyatt, like, how do you put him on the back burner with – I obviously, Wan'Dale Robinson is a solid wide receiver.
Right.
Darius Slayton is the veteran of the wide receiver core. He's going to be out there. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, why not throw Jalen Hyatt in as kind of like your slot guy, your mm-hmm. quick well, check down exactly. guy, because he can use his legs to get places. He's fast right. and he's agile.
Right. You should be using him and Malik at different levels, you know, like one, you know, one tails off and runs a flat, the other one runs a fucking
curl,
post, you know, and you're like, yeah. why would you not do that? I mean, he's such a skilled player and he has such a good, like, just like set of core skills and intangibles. I feel yes. like now, again, granted, I don't know what football intangibles are. I played hockey and lacrosse.
And I played baseball and bowling.
Yeah. So take it with a grain of salt.
With that being said,
it's ridiculous.
At the same time, we didn't see much of him last year either because he dropped a few passes and everybody called for his head. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, we had to deal with Kadarius Toney, who just bitched, moaned, and complained.
Good times.
I hate him.
No, don't we all?
But
well, now he's not even on a team anymore, right?
No, he's not, and he Sick. Just cries about how he's injured, supposedly. Yep. But
my achy breaky heart goes out.
So, with that being, moving back to the quarterback situation, is Russell Wilson washed? Is he like not good at football anymore? Does he need help?
I think that
is well, it still okay, so unlimited.
If you watch the game, if you watch that game, you go back and you say, all right. He didn't get too much help from the line. He was pressured a lot. But when he got out and was able to make a throw, he couldn't make a throw for the life of him.
No, he missed his targets. But at the same time, like I said earlier, why is he throwing that ball at Wan'Dale in the end zone?
Yeah.
Fucking 100 miles an hour at him. I mean, get it in there.
Mm-hmm.
But don't fire it in there.
Right.
Same with, you're in the red zone. Why are we passing in throwing it out of the back of the end zone every time?
Because Russell Wilson is a product of goddamn Pete Carroll, and that's exactly what Pete Carroll did against the Patriots, again, in the Super Bowl. He's got that hive mentality, dude.
So, at the same time, we need to get our running game going. Tyrone Tracy stopped
yep.
every time. Cam yep. Scadaboo did well, and I am excited for him as a defensive player because did you see the hit he had on that lineman?
Yeah.
He went helmet to helmet with him.
Took
and
him out.
Stopped him.
Took him out.
In yeah. his tracks. If he doesn't run the ball a lot,
yeah.
so what? But if he doesn't go out there and stop, like, even if it's a pass play, if he's not out there protecting Russ or yep. whoever's at quarterback, I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because
he's out here looking like a Fushigi ball.
This guy is like the guy in the NBA that just goes out there and sets picks.
Yep. Glue guy.
Yes. It's all you do. And, yes, he can run the ball. He's a power runner. He's mm-hmm. going to be great in goal line situations.
Yeah.
Tyrone Tracy, I don't know what to expect from him because he got stuffed at the line mm-hmm. really quickly. And then on top of it, we have a third running back. Who is it? Not David Montgomery.
No, that's Lions. Bills, Devin Singletary.
Yes, Devin Singletary, who should, on paper, be okay.
Well, that's the thing. His whole thing was he got left out of there because James Cook was in Buffalo, and they're kind of like,
well, James Cook's a beast, so.
Right? So it's like, why would we have?
Yeah, but why not use Devin Singletary correctly either? Because like right. I felt like they split the three
mm-hmm.
and kept just throwing one of the guys out there. Like, why not do kind of what you did with Saquon and just, this is your job.
Right.
You need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, for everybody that's saying Jackson Dart should be number one, you're wrong. Because why would you throw him out there to a shitstorm offensive line that doesn't have any sort of ability to stop mm-hmm. anything and let him go out there being a rookie and not knowing what to do in this situation when you have bigger guys that are faster than him and many, many more bigger than right. bigger and powerful than he is. And just mow them down. That kills a quarterback's confidence. That kills any sort of potential that they have.
Right.
Put Jameis out there and let Jameis sling the ball around a little mm-hmm. bit. Or alternate drives. Draw up some plays for both quarterbacks to go out there and give mm-hmm. some reps. Throw this guy, throw that guy. Give different looks. Because yeah. if you throw different looks, they don't know what they're going to do.
Exactly.
Obviously, exactly.
Once
they'll catch on.
Up, another thing will open up. Or once one thing closes, another
and
opportunity
then obviously,
will open up.
If you give them that and one's overperforming than the other, then you stick with that guy. And then maybe you throw Jackson Dart in if you're getting blown out.
Right.
Like, for instance, I called for it when we were losing to the Commanders. They had however many minutes left. Why not throw Jameis out there or Jackson right. Dart just to give him a snap?
Yeah, what are you going to bruise freaking Russell Wilson's ego and all the millions of dollars he has and his personal care trainers and all that
well,
stuff?
Well, it's unlimited.
It's what?
It's unlimited.
Unlimited.
So that's kind of the Giants could be a really good team.
Yes.
Their defense, Brian Burns, 3 sacks.
Yeah. But here's my issue with the defense. It's not the defense. It's the defensive coordinator. Why in the fuck did Burns, Thibodeau, and Abdul Carter, they got like 7 snaps together?
Yeah, why are you not putting them out there together more?
Yeah.
Brian Burns, though, I'm happy that he looks.
I think it may have been Dexter.
Either way. I'm happy that Brian Burns looks healthy this year.
Yeah.
And he looks like Brian Burns of old.
Yep.
Granted, he did have one little mishap that I laughed at. He ran mm-hmm. after Jaden Daniels had an open sack to him and guarded him like he was shooting a 3-pointer.
Oh, no. Well, that's hard, man. I'm sure you know.
But at the same time, if I was Abdul Carter, or not Abdul Carter, if I'm Brian Burns, I'm leveling him, and I don't care if there's a flag. Yeah. I'm leveling Jaden Daniels, because at that point, you're losing. What do you got to lose? Another right. 5 yards?
True. Exactly. Worst case scenario, just start from point one again.
Yeah, exactly.
So
this defense could be good. At the same time, Andrew Thomas, our offensive lineman.
Our whole O-line is
needs
miserable.
To stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
We got, and who's
Micah McFadden's going to be out for a little while.
Yeah, which hurts us too.
Season now.
With a foot injury, which
yep.
kills us too, because he's a solid part of our defense.
Very solid.
But at the same time, what Andrew Thomas needs to suck it up, I feel like.
Yeah.
He's got boo-boo this. Oh, I hurt this. You're a football player. You're going to get injured. Go yeah. out there and let it all hang out. I play wiffle ball. My shoulder hurts every week. You know what I do? I rear back and throw it harder.
Yep. I jerk off like once a day. My right arm hurts every day. But guess what I do when I come home? I make it a second time a day.
Thank you for letting us know that.
You just have to go.
Power through.
Yep, exactly.
Stop being a girl.
Just when your brain tells you to quit, your body has to tell you, no.
No.
I need to keep going.
So, with that being said, the Giants are gonna, I feel like, this game against Dallas, they'll bounce back, and it'll be a closely contested game, and if we don't score a touchdown, the season's over, mm-hmm. and I'm just gonna be mad at the Giants all for the rest of the season. Granted, we're scouted to go 0-4 to start the season.
Yes,
and
we managed
to make a wild comeback, but
very slated.
You're
feeling it.
I'm feeling it. I got a feeling this week.
Juice.
So, with that being said, we are going to make a maneuver, and we're going to switch over to. Actually, no. We need to make week 2 predictions. Sorry, I am bad at podcasting.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, week 2, we'll start off with the Giants, the Cowboys. Who you got?
Giants.
All right. Second, or starting tomorrow, Commanders,
yes.
Packers. Who you got?
That's a good game. I'm going to give it to the Packers.
As much as it pains me to say it, I think I'm going to go Commanders just mm-hmm. because Jaden Daniels is kind of a beast.
He's gross. He's definitely gross. I am fully expecting, though, a Jordan Love breakout year.
Yes, but at the same time, that wide receiver core is pretty solid.
Other than their... Oh, wait, and...
In Washington.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, Debo...
Debo, Terry.
Guy, yep.
Debo, Terry, and then they have one more that I can't think of.
I don't know.
But either
don't
way.
Don't they have Zach Ertz?
Yes, they do have Zachary Ertz.
It hurts when I furt.
So then we move on to Buffalo versus the Jets.
Buffalo
Bills. By a million. Cleveland versus Baltimore.
Ravens. Oh my god. Next. Yeah. Next.
The Battle of the Cats. Jacksonville versus Cincinnati. I'm going Cincy.
I don't know. I thought Trevor Lawrence didn't look bad. Yeah, I'm going to go. I think Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase get back.
Yeah, and Joe Burrow finally figures it out fantasy-wise.
Yeah, I also think Brian Thomas gets his get back against them. So yes. I think everybody gets happy.
Yes. Chicago versus Detroit, Rock City.
I'm calling an upset on this one.
You're calling Chicago?
Yep.
And I got to stick with my boys.
I'm doing it.
My second love of Detroit. I don't know what it is, but I love the Lions.
That's crazy because my grandfather, a lot of my second teams are Detroit because my grandfather's like actually like straight up from Detroit. So when I was little, Word. I was like, I got my teams, and then anything else, secondary team is Detroit. Anything.
Well, if you're a true sports fan, you don't have a secondary team, but I like the Lions and I wish them well. I don't say I'm a fan of them.
Yes, you are.
But I wish them well because they've been an underdog for so long.
You love them. Do not say that.
I just did.
I hate you.
Anyways, New England versus Miami. I think Miami bounces back this week and has a solid week. I think everybody does what they need to do in that on that team.
Yeah, I don't think the... I'll have to agree with you on that one. I don't think the Patriots' defense is very stellar
by any means.
So, but neither is, you know, the other team. So,
yeah.
I just can't believe I forgot it. But anyway.
New Orleans versus San Francisco.
Niners. All
Niners. Way. I'll have to take the Niners. I don't know who's really on the Saints.
They're so bad.
Seattle versus Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, baby. Aaron Rodgers is having a solid year.
Yeah. Yep. Now they're getting Tyreek Hill. Why? Not Yawncast, bro. Yeah, oh, damn it.
I felt that. Where was I? Oh, Rams versus the Titans.
Rams.
I'm calling upset on this.
This is your upset?
I feel like the Titans are... Cam Ward's going to figure it out this week.
The Titans.
Cam Ward's going to figure it out this week.
I'm rooting for Cam Ward.
So am I. But I think he figures it out this week, and I think he has a solid week.
Yep.
Carolina versus Arizona?
I'm going to go Arizona on this one.
Okay.
The Zoner.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
Yeah. What else we got, player?
Hang on.
Okay, fine. Ooh.
Denver versus Indianapolis. I'm going to say Denver.
Danny Dimes' magic continues.
You're going... Okay, I'm going to say Denver because I believe in Bo Nix.
I do, too. I believe in Joe Hendry.
Is he here?
That would have been sick.
That would have been sick. And then the highly anticipated, but for some reason is at the 425 slot, Super Bowl rematch of the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
That'll be a fun one.
Eagles.
This one,
Eagles, fly, bitch.
Oh. Did you just say that as a Giants fan?
I hate myself, but I do it. I do it for Saquon's sake.
Yeah, you're right. Because that poor man, he really didn't. Yeah.
He didn't deserve this.
I feel bad for him.
Yes.
All right.
You know what? I'm going to go with
the Eagles. Give me the Eagles. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Fuck the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And then Sunday Night Football is Falcons versus Vikings.
I'm going Vikes.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Vikes on that one, too.
And then Monday Night Football is two games.
Ooh.
Because for some reason we have a 10 p.m. game.
Awesome.
It's Bucks-Texans.
Okay.
And Chargers-Raiders.
I'm going to go Texans-Chargers.
All right, I'm going to go Bucks-Chargers.
Yep. I don't know. I think
I'm calling an upset on fucking Buccaneers.
I'm really a firm believer of big bounce back years this year. So I think that CJ Stroud's going to come back better than he was last year. Jordan Love's going to come back better than he was last year. Justin Herbert's proving it already. You know, there's a lot of guys that, you know, they got some shit to prove. They're ready to go. And, you know, Herbert has sort of figured out Harbaugh's system. And, yeah, that is so awesome. I'm just so happy. I'm just ecstatic football's back. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm like, you know, pardon my take, big football fan. But, you know, like, I love to sit down and watch a football game. But, yeah, I don't got too much more on the NFL.
I do not also have too much sick on the NFL.
Yeah. So, with that, I think we're going to move on to, you know, just talk a little baseball.
Yes, is the end of the season.
Yeah, this is your neck of the woods here, pal.
So, please, cue the baseball music. That's the NBA, but I'll take it.
That was the NFL
draft.
NFL draft theme song. So,
all right, either way. MLB, we're in the final month of the season, and it's getting dicey in some spots.
Yeah. So, I'm terrible. Kill me, because I haven't been paying attention. How far are the Yanks back from the lead? And are they in second?
The Yankees are in second in the division right now after an atrocious loss last night.
That was bad.
We were up going into the seventh, and between two pitchers let up 9 runs.
Mm-hmm.
We are 3 games back at Toronto, and Boston has climbed within 3.5 of Toronto. So
damn,
it's tightening up with a few weeks left in the season.
Definitely.
The wild card race has also tightened up a lot.
Has it? How tight?
Boston and...
How tight is that shin?
New York and... What the fuck was that?
Have you not seen that from Trailer Park Boys?
No.
Where the kid's like, I'm going to look at my teacher's type of donk donk. Dad's like, how tight is that shit?
Oh, my God. Anyways...
Sorry. Quick TPB break for me.
So,
that's New like York, a stim, bro.
So
that's fucked up. Anyway,
the Yanks in Boston are gonna make the playoffs either way, wild card wise.
Okay, so they're gonna play each other in the wild card,
possibly, unless the Yankees can jump the Toronto Blue Jays
for first,
which is gonna it's gonna take us knowing how to play baseball everywhere.
What'd you say we were 3.5?
Three. So. We were 2, and then we lost, last night, and Toronto won, yes. so they extended a game on us.
Yep.
So, with that being said, the final wild card spot is becoming dicey in the AL. With that being said, Seattle, who has held on all year, Seattle, Cal Raleigh, who broke the MLB home run record as a catcher, and they're having a magical season, they're doing well, they made their first playoff appearance since like 19 whatever last year. They're holding on by a thread as the Texas Rangers three years ago they made and won the World Series are a game behind the Mariners going into the final final few weeks of the season. With that being said as well, the Cleveland Guardians are 2.5 back as well.
Damn.
So things tighten up with that. What dream scenario, right? Or scenario. So Texas is their record is 77-70.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle's is 77-68. With that being said, I don't know what the rest of their schedule looks like if they play each other.
Right. That would definitely make some playoff like baseball.
Yes. So they do not. Talking about teams. They do not. They do not play each other.
Oh, okay.
But their schedule gets a little easier towards the end of the season. So they're playing. So they're on a 3-4 game winning streak right now.
All right.
So this is Seattle. They finish up with St. Louis. They stay home and they play the Angels for four games, which they should win those games in theory. Then they got a day off, and then they travel to Kansas City for 3 games. Then they travel to Texas from there. Texas is going to be a harder game for them because the Astros, on the other hand, are fighting to stay alive right now.
All right, so it's a scrappy little team.
It's a scrappy little fella on their team.
Yeah. Well, they like to bang trash cans.
Yeah. Idiots. And then they get a day off for travel.
Okay.
Then they come home and they end out at home for the rest of the season against the Colorado Rockies, which should be an easy 3-game sweep. Yep. And then they end with the World Series defending Dodgers. That's last three games.
Wow.
If you're Seattle and you let the last three games of the season decide your fate, you got a problem because, in theory, they should at least take if they have let's say they have an off game against a couple of these teams. Like, for instance, let me pull up the schedule again. Say they play against Seattle and they manage to win Seattle. They take 3 out of 4 against the Angels. They go to Kansas City. Kansas City will be a harder team. Like, their last road stretch is going to probably be their harder set.
Yeah.
Because the Astros are a decent team. Right. Kansas City, Bobby Witt Jr., beast. Those games could go either way. But if they could at least take in the 6 games that they're on the road, if they can take 3 or 4 out of the 6, they should be able to clinch the playoffs.
That's the plan.
With that being said, here is the Rangers' last set. They beat Milwaukee. They are on a 4-game winning streak as well.
Damn.
With that being said, they have a travel day tomorrow.
Okay.
Then they play the Mets and the Astros.
Okay.
So the Astros, in theory, have both of these teams in... have the fate of both of these teams in their games.
Right. Oof. Ow.
Then they come home and they play the Miami Marlins, who are a scrappy team that nobody thinks are ever going to win games, and they go out and they sweep teams. Right. They swept the Yankees, they swept the Mets. Embarrassing to say. They got a day off, and then they play the Minnesota Twins. The Twins... Okay. Kind of a good team, kind of not a good team. They're all right.
Weren't they good like 2 years ago? Yes. 3 years ago?
Yes. Yeah. But this is where it gets weird. The last three games are in Cleveland against the Guardians. If what I'm seeing happens and Kansas City doesn't make it through, and somehow the Guardians climb their way back into it, we could see a three-game pileup. With two of the teams playing against each other to decide a wild card and one team on the outside looking in.
Jesus.
That have to play the Dodgers at the end of the season.
Holy fuck. That's insane. That is a wild, wild situation.
Who said baseball isn't fun?
Yeah, that's a wild situation.
So, with that being said, we move to the NL. The NL consists of the Brewers, who are going to make it, the Phillies, who are going to make it, the Dodgers, who are going to make it. Three teams make the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
Obvious teams. You got the Cubbies, going to make it. The Padres, going to make it. This final wild card spot currently is being held down by the Mets. The Giants are 2.5 back. The Giants are a good team that could win. I could see the Giants and the Mets having a dogfight for this last spot, and I feel like the NL will be more to pay attention to with the wild card spot with the last 3 weeks in sight. Mm-hmm. Because the Giants went out in the offseason and got a lot of players because they are a win-now team. They're not a win-later team. They are a win-now team. They want a championship. They want it now. And if that doesn't work out, they're going to lose a lot of players, and they're going to suck for another 4 years. Mm-hmm. Buster Posey is now their manager, coach, GM, whatever he is, and he's making things happen now. Mm. Not later, now.
Shit.
All right. Mets.
Word.
The Mets are the Mets. They are streaky.
They suck.
They brought up these rookies. They got three rookie pitchers that are holding on for dear life, mm-hmm. and they're doing well.
All right.
With that being said, come playoff time.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who actually knows?
Who actually knows? That's the problem.
Right. And you're talking about rookies. Who knows if they can handle that pressure? I'm sure they could. But
they can, from what they've shown so far.
Good.
So with that being said, now we flash back to, obviously, we're going to talk a little bit of Yankees baseball really quickly. I'm not going to bore you with Yankees baseball. I promise. The Yankees, once again, their bullpen is either lights out, mm-hmm. or they're a dumpster fire waiting to happen. This needs to be fixed in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Two things. I'm already looking past the world. I'm looking past everything. I'm looking into the offseason already. Mm-hmm. If we don't pay Cody Bellinger, if we don't pay Trent Grissom, we're going to have problems, because that leaves a lot of outfield problems, because mm-hmm. we don't have many outfielders. Obviously, we also have Jazz Chisholm, who is going to become a free agent at the end of the year. Take her or leave him. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of a take and leaving guy. He gets hot, but then he gets really cold.
Yeah.
With that being said, Garrett Cole comes back. So with that, one of our starting pitchers can be dealt away for a team, for a player that we can sign for more than a year, okay. and hold on to him, and hopefully let things do well. At the same time, Spencer Jones, who has been sitting down in the minors, wasting his talent because he is doing amazing down in the minors.
Mm-hmm.
Will get called up. The speculation is that we're going to send one guy down and bring him up to have him as an extra for the World for the playoffs, like we mm-hmm. did with Jason Dominguez. Do I think they leave Spencer Jones up? I don't know. We've never seen him play pro ball yet,
right?
So we don't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. He could be really good. He could be really bad. They're calling him the left-handed Aaron Judge.
Oh wow.
So,
all right.
That's where that is. But basically awesome. What I'm saying is that the Yankees have a chance to button this up and fix this and win these games. Mm-hmm. They need to use their bullpen wisely. They need to not let pitchers stay out there and struggle. They need to let Anthony Volpe and give him some fucking slack, mm-hmm. because, God, if I hear one more thing about Anthony Volpe being bad.
And how we should trade him?
Yes. I'm going to be pissed, because Anthony Volpe, yes, he was bad mm-hmm. this past season. Put it in perspective like this. I finally have figured it out.
Ooh.
Yankees fans for 2 years wanted Gleyber Torres gone. Gleyber Torres needs to go. Gleyber Torres isn't as good. Mm-hmm. Gleyber Torres this, Gleyber Torres that. Gleyber Torres produced for the last 2 years of his contract with the Yankees. So, you want to trade away Volpe, who is probably going to have the same type of season, if not better,
contract year.
As Anthony Volpe.
No.
Or as Gleyber Torres.
Torres, yeah. It's like, wait a minute.
Let him develop. Let him. Right. It's his third season. Give the kid a break. Gleyber mm-hmm. Torres made it to arbitration and then sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Volpe's not even getting a chance to get to arbitration before you guys are calling for his head.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be Derek Jeter. He's not going to live up to the standards that people want him as a shortstop. Mm-hmm. The guy was out there taking batting practice off a tee today. He's not even playing. And he's out there before the game taking hits off the tee, hits off the machine with the batting coach before players and fans are even in the stadium. Give him a break. He's going to make it through.
Yeah.
His errors in the field aren't always his fault. The play last night was not his fault. He went running into center field and tried to make an over-the-shoulder catch. That's the center fielder's ball. The center fielder should have been there. The center fielder should have caught the ball. He didn't. That's a problem because that's not how this works. The shortstop shouldn't have to be running into center field to catch a ball. That's the center fielder's ball. So figure it out. Leave him alone. He's going to be fine. And if he isn't, mark my fucking words. I don't care. I'll be the first to tell you when he needs to leave. He's not ready to leave. And he's not deserving of this criticism.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm going to end on this fucking talk.
Mm.
Thank you.
That was passionate. That was... I could feel the energy and the love. I shouldn't say that. But I could feel that. Well, that was impressive.
I'm a Yankees fan.
I know. You see, you're a Yankees fan. I'm a Yankees casual. Yeah. I'm only like, I'm kind of like, hey, they won a game. Awesome. Awesome. I'm not going to sit here and stare at, you know, the lineups and be like, oh, this guy doesn't deserve all this. For me, baseball, and I'm not saying it is, but when I was growing up, I saw it as a no-skill sport.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have a lot of, like, you know, not respect, but I was just kind of like, you hit balls and catch them. Like, you know. But in lacrosse, in hindsight, you can say, you just catch balls and throw them. You know? So, each their own. I'm sure that, you know, Volpe will figure it out. Jeter 2.0, which everyone said.
Yeah, that's the problem is they came in with.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's just what happens when you're a rookie in New York. Everyone expects you to be king shit a turd mountain, and you know, like people like the Giants, perfect example, right? We got Jackson Dart, Scataboo, Marcus and Bo, or Marcus Bo. I don't think you say the M. You know, all these other guys, right? We picked up. We didn't pick up anyone else. Anyway, Abdul Carter.
Yeah,
and you look in the comments, everyone's like. It's a playoff team. It's like, no, it's not. I got excited, and
part of me
is holding out this. Sorry, this isn't baseball, but like, part of me is holding on to that hope of like, oh man, like that's a good roster. We could make the playoffs. We have to remember that this is still pretty much the same exact team from last year, with some rookies. So, I don't know where I was going with that spiel on football, baseball, but
so
it's tough. It sounds like the Yankees are in a fun one.
Yes. So, I'm going to end this on some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's been confirmed that WrestleMania will take place in Saudi Arabia. WrestleMania 43 will be Saudi Arabia.
Wow, not France.
Looks like I'll never see a WrestleMania in my lifetime.
Yep.
And with that...
They're all going to be abroad.
And with that, I say, good night, good riddance... My name's Nick.
My name's Evan.
And this was Missing the Mark.
Finn.